Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Am I speaking with Joe?
Yes, this is him.
Great. And just a quick reminder, the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. So it looks like you spoke to Amy and you wanted to call back from just to go over your account?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm not getting any return on investment on this Local Splash thing.
Okay. So what I was looking at is to see, you know, how you're ranking or, you know, because that's basically what it comes down to, who's where you're being found so that people can call you, right? And what I notice is if I'm doing a search in all of Fort Worth, I'm not finding you on the first page of Google like we want you to be.
Correct.
But I do see, so because I don't find you there, I search closer and look at your zip code, and then, you know, I do find you there. So, you know, you're getting limited exposure right now, and not being found in the whole city, but you're being found by people close by to you. And I'm just looking at what else we can do about that. You have 19 reviews, and we are posting, or no, I have a question for you, actually. There is something we could change. We can start automated posting, and we can do it once a week, twice a week. What, you know, once a week is that what we usually would do to try to help with this. But we can step it up since you've been with us a long time and you're still not there. We could put it up to twice a week, if you like. And that's another way to generate more activity on your Google listing.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. I really don't have to say anything to you about your reviews. You've already been getting them. And I think you already know about your tools to be able to get them. One thing you can do, though, is respond to them. When you get a new one, you can go on your dashboard, and there's a button under each review that says respond. And you can write on a response that's good for ranking on Google, and it's good for people to see. It should be short. So that's my suggestion, I think, at this point, is to do that posting on Google twice a week.
Okay.
And, you know, I know she was talking to you about a different product, Google Guaranteed. You know, there are other products that businesses use, the Google Ads, which is not the same as Google Guaranteed.
Can you give me a second? Somebody's. Can you give
sure.
me a second? Somebody's calling me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. And the other thing is, I'm just going to say, typically we are, how close is Arlington to Fort Worth?
It's pretty close.
Within 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's probably less than that.
Okay, and Grand Prairie, same?
Yeah, it's probably about 25, 30 minutes.
Okay. One other thing, because typically service areas work better if you're just doing, you know, just a few that are within 30 minutes of you. And so rather than, and Fort Worth, obviously, Well, that's a big goal right now since you're not there and you should be. So I would suggest when I look at your service areas, it says Arlington, Fort Worth, Grand Prairie, and Tarrant County. And then there's two specific zip codes in Fort Worth. I would suggest we take off Tarrant County and, you know, try to get you in these cities before we're trying to go for a whole county. Does that make sense to you?
What did you say? Try to get me in the what?
Well, we want to see you on the show up on the Fort Worth search, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and even Arlington and Grand Prairie are on there. But Tarrant County is also a service area we have on your listing. And it's just a matter of trying to spread too thin sometimes. And so if we narrow it back down, maybe take the county off and just leave those cities for now. Get your ranking there before we try to expand it. Does that make sense?
Sure. I mean.
Well, it's just my suggestion. I mean, some people are saying yes. Some people would say, no, I absolutely want that on there. Then we leave it. You know, so I'm just running it past you.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We can do that. But, yeah, I mean, if I don't see any return on investment, I mean, there's no point in me having this local splash anymore.
Will you say that one more time?
I said if I'm not getting any return on investment, I mean, there's no point in me having local splash anymore.
I absolutely understand. So you tell me. And making the suggestions of what we can try to do. If you're going to give it more time, then, and if you're not, then you tell me. But if you are, then these are my suggestions.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we can do all that.
Okay. All right. Well, I've already turned on the posting, so we'll get that started. And then I'll make a suggestion on just taking off that one county. And I'll look for anything else that our team can find that can improve it, okay?
All right.
And I guess I was saying, I know, you know, because you're not getting results, you know, well, you were talking to Amy about Google Guaranteed, and I'm reading the notes saying the price was high. I don't know what it was, but it says the cost was pretty high. So just to let you know, this right here, what we're already doing, it's supposed to work and we want to make it work. But if you're ever considering a different product, I don't know if she talked to you about Google Ads, which is different than Google Guarantee, often less costly, but, it is a different product on Google as well. But, usually she talks about both. So.
No, she never talked about both. She only talked about the Google Guarantee.
I got it. Okay. Well, Google Guarantee, you're paying per lead. Do you remember how much she said you were going to be paying per lead or her suggested budget?
Yeah, there was no suggested budget. She said that I would be paying $600, for leads and that my leads are going to be $60. Per lead.
Okay. That, I get that. All right. So that was $60 per lead. Well, Google Ads is a different product where you're not paying per lead. You're paying per click. You're paying per click. And so, you need a number of clicks. You need consistent amount of clicks to be happening to be able to, get a call. And so the difference is, you know, every time you pay for a click isn't necessarily a call. And a click means somebody clicked on your ad and then they land on your website. But they still have to make a choice if they're calling you or not, right?
Yeah.
So it's not one for one. You know, you need several to for the calls to come. And so those are typically $5 to $15 a click. I'd say plumbing's on the higher end, probably closer to $10 to $15 per click. You know, so you need enough budget to be able to support, you know, several clicks a day, really. And so just letting you know, that is a different product if you ever want more details on that. But for now, we can just do what we discussed.
Okay.
Okay. So is there anything else I could help with right now?
No, that is it.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll see how this goes for you, and you give us a call if you have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.